Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The left fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Russ Moorman. Batting seventh. The DH, Luis Salazar. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jose De Leon. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting second. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Teddy Higuera. And now, play ball. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sviam fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fisk for a passed ball. Moore moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett strikes out. One out. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy takes first base on ball four. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer takes first base on ball four. Ogilvy moves to second. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. Ogilvy moves to third. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mormon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Cruz reaches second base with a double. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sviem fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. Nichols hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Cruz trying to get to home. Ogilvie throws the ball into Moore, who tags Cruz, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gantner. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Gantner steals second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moore strikes out. 1 out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen misplays the ball. That's an error on Guillen. Gantner moves to third. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Gantner scores. Cooper moves to second. It's 1-0, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mormon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. De Leon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sviem settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Braggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Braggs moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 0-for-1 in the game. Sviem bunts towards the mound. De Leon fields it, throws to third for the out. There goes Sviem attempting to get to second. Here's the throw, and he's out. Double play. Riles moves to second. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0-for-1 in the game. Moorman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-1 in the game. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sviem fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzy Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cruz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-2 in the game. Cangalosi hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Deer strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Braggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk strikes out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0 for 2 in the game. Moorman hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 2 in the game. Riles takes first base on ball 4. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 0 for 2 in the game. Sviem bunts towards the mound. DeLeon fields it and throws to first for the out. Riles moves to second. One out. Ray Searidge now pitching. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 2 in the game. Salazar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Lyons pinch runs for Luis Salazar. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen bunts towards the mound. Higuera fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Julio Cruz. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Guillen moves to second. Ivan Calderon pinch hits for John Cangalosi. Brian Giles pinch runs for Jerry Hairston. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon strikes out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nichols strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ivan Calderon now playing left field. Reed Nichols now playing center field. Brian Giles now playing second base. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas bunts in front of the plate. Fisk fields it and throws to first for the out. Cooper moves to second. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ogilvie is walked intentionally. Rick Manning pinch runs for Ben Ogilvie. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Deere hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Manning now playing center field. Glenn Bragg's now playing left field. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Higuera fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Daryl Boston pinch runs for Carlton Fisk. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hewlett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boston. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Boston steals second. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0 for 3 in the game. Moorman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hassey pinch hits for Steve Lyons. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.